Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. If you've ever heard of a summer slide, you may know that we're not talking about something you'd find on the playground. Our human sciences specialists in family life talk a little bit about the summer slide in their June news about how parents can help their kids stay in the learning mode throughout summer. According to a Harvard study, on average, students lose approximately 2.5 months of learning over the summer, and that's what's known as a summer slide. In the fall, teachers have to give up class time to make up for that loss, according to Don Dunnigan, human science specialist at ISU Extension and Outreach. Summer vacation does not have to be devoid of learning, according to Dunnigan. With a little planning, parents can transform the summer into a time for children to stretch their minds, explore new hobbies, learn about responsibility, and build on those skills they learned during the school year. This doesn't necessarily mean that students have to be in a classroom-like environment, completing worksheets and studying their spelling, but summer is a great opportunity for parents to help students learn that learning can be fun. To develop lifelong learners, we can show children that they can learn all the time, anywhere and everywhere. Learning can take place whether they are taking a trip to a far-off place or just across their own neighborhood or even in the backyard. Obviously, we know that one of the best ways to do this is through reading. Kids who read through the summer definitely have an advantage on that summer slide. Access to books during the summer months prevents a drastic loss in reading skills. You can participate in local library summer book programs as a fun way to read and connect to others. This is a great way for them to earn prizes as they learn responsibility in caring for books and being a part of the community. You can plan a trip, whether it's a vacation across the country or just a trip across town as a day trip, and that can be a great way to learn about many topics. You can involve your child in every aspect of planning this excursion, from researching the location to reading about what you might see and do, even studying history of a location that you're visiting to or history of things you may find right across the street or in your own backyard. You can even help them plan a route, whether using streets or sidewalks, by looking at a map. You can ask your child to help figure out how much gas you might use, how far you might travel. They can even help you set a budget and consider cost of meals, hotels, and event fees to help keep their math skills sharp. As a follow-up to the trip, you can encourage your children to write about the trip, take photos, and document in a journal or a photo journal, scrapbook, and even include things such as clippings, tickets, brochures, and just writing notes underneath them. Older children could even create a photo book using an online service to help sharpen those computer skills. And even when you're at home, if you're not taking a trip, you can look for small daily opportunities to help children learn. Read news together or read grocery ads. Your child can look for sales, determine how much money you might save by buying in bulk, and help calculate the total cost to sharpen those math skills. You can involve children in preparing meals or baking. Reading and following directions is a great way to keep math skills sharp as they measure ingredients and learn to utilize kitchen tools. They can also help you plan events that may happen during the summer, such as a 4th of July party or a birthday party, to help children with organizing, reading, writing, making lists, and learning how to complete a task. You can also plant a garden in your backyard to help children learn where food comes from. You can start with seeds or plants and talk about how things grow. If you don't have room for a garden in your yard, you can use small pots indoors or even on a porch or patio. There's lots of great ways to keep the learning going throughout the summer, according to Dunnigan. You can also check out resources in your local community, many of which are no cost. Obviously, we talked about libraries, but your children can help you think of other places they may enjoy visiting, such as free swimming days at the pool, free or reduced price at local zoos or museums, or free movies, concerts, camps, activities in local parks. And you can even come up with scavenger hunts for your walks, visits to local parks, or visits to new and exciting places where you look for flowers, birds, colors, insects, or any other things that your children may have an interest in. And of course, we encourage you to contact your local Extension office to learn about some of our summer camps and programs that we have coming up throughout the summer. For more information on all those things we do have coming up here, and for information and ideas on parenting resources from ISU Extension, you can visit the Extension website, Give us a call here at the Cass County Extension Office, 712-243-1132, or stop by anytime, 805 West 10th Street here in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.